أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أعاذنا الله وأجرنا من النار. وبعد، today is the 15th or 16th? 15th. Okay, 15th day of the month of Ramadan, 1435, which is the equivalent of 13th day of the month, 12th of the month of July 2014. Still on, we are with Surah Ar-Ra'd, Surah number 13. اقرأ شيخ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة
جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم. جنات عدن, the gardens of dwelling forever, they shall enter. ومن صلح من آبائهم, along with those that happens to be righteous amongst their parents, or أزواجهم, and their mates, that is, or their wives, وذرياتهم, and their progeny. والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب, and the angels entering upon them from all of the gates. Meaning, the angels will be entering onto them with greetings of the paradise, which is translated سلام عليكم, peace be on you بما صبرتم, for your patience, for your endurance. فنعم عقب الدار. Oh, how beautiful is the final abode of those who fear Allah. Now,
والذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض, أولئك لهم اللعنة ولهم سوء.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله, as for those who break Allah's covenant after it was made strong, ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يصل, and cut off things that Allah has commanded that they shall be joined, ويفسدون في الأرض, and committing corruption and acts of disobedience on the face of the earth, أولئك لهم اللعنة. As for this group, there shall be a la'ana, a curse, and denouncement shall be on them. Walahum su'uddar, and ugly final place of abode shall be there. Next ayah.
Allah yabusufu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. وفرحوا بالحياة الدنيا وما الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا متاع.
الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر. Allah spreads provisions, that is, يبسط, He gives in abundance that is provision for whom he wants. وَيَقْدِرْ أَنْ he contract the same. Allah gives and takes. So when Allah gives in abundance, we say Allah wal baqid. When we hold, that is yaqdir. وَفَرِهُ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. But the unbelievers are overjoyed because of the life of this very world. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَاعٌ. But by comparison, the life of this world is but nonentity when you compare to the life of the hereafter. Next ayah.
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَن يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ.
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِ. The unbelievers will be saying, why any sign had not been sent unto him? Ayah here means any miraculous treat, like the animal given to Prophet Saleh or the staff of Prophet Musa. That is ayah in this, because the Quran uses the word ayah in many senses. Like the Quranic verse is an ayah. There is an ayah talking about things you see on the horizon. You are an ayah, you yourself. I said, you mean it's an ayah of Allah. The trees, the rivers, all these are Allah's ayah. But the ayah in this case, anything miraculous, we are asking, why not ayah was not given unto him? Qul, tell them, inna Allah yudhillu man yasha. Allah causes whom he want to go astray. Wa yahdi ilayhi man anab, and he guides who turns back unto him. Oh, Allah get us. Next ayah. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. As for those who believe and their minds are comfortable by mentioning Allah constantly, ألا low. It is by remembering Allah constantly that the minds, the heart get comfort. Next ayah.
الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات طوبى لهم وحسن مآب.
الذين آمنوا as for those who believe and act righteously, طوبى لهم, glad tidings be upon them, وحسن مآب, and beautiful place of abode. Next ayah.
كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم لتتلو عليهم الذي أوحينا إليك وهم يكفرون بالرحمن. قل هو ربي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وإليه متاب.
كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم لتتلو عليهم الذي أوحينا إليك وهم يكفرون بالرحمن. قل هو ربي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وإليه متاب. This is ayah number 30. كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم. We sent you to a nation that some nations went by before them, so as to read unto them that which we revealed unto you, Rasulullah. وهم يقتنوا بالرحمن. They disbelieve الرحمن. You see, the Arabs never believe in الرحمن. They only know Allah, but when the name Ar-Rahman was mentioned to them, they said, what is this? During the Hudaybiyah treaty, the Prophet wrote, Bismillahir Rahman. They said, no, Allah we know, but Ar-Rahman we don't know him. We don't know. So Allah says, Wahum takfir Ar-Rahman. They deny, they reject the name Ar-Rahman, and it is Allah's name. Okay, قول, tell them, Ar-Rahman huwa Rabbi, is my Lord. If you don't know, La ilaha illa hu. No one has the right of being worshipped except him. Alayhi tawakkalt, on him I rely. Wa ilayhi matab, my repentance is back onto him. Next ayah.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنًا فُجِّرَتْ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ أَوْ قُطِّعَتْ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَوْ كُلِّمَ بِهِ الْمَوْتَى بل لله الأمر جميعا أفلم ييأس الذين آمنوا أن لو يشاء الله لهدى الناس جميعا ولا يزال الذين كفروا تصيبهم بما صنعوا قارعة أو تحل قريبا من دارهم حتى يأتي وعد الله إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد.
ولو أن قرآنا صيرت به الجبال أو قطعت به الأرض أو كلم به الموتى بل لله الأمر جميعا to the end of it. It's a Quran, okay? If the mountains of the world and the earth were removed or shaken on account of the Quran sent because of the powerful nature of its message, أو كلم به الموتى, or a Quran through which even the dead were spoken, they answered in their grave, still that wouldn't have meant some people to become believers except by Allah's permission. Allah is saying, oh, you who believe, take it easy. If Allah had will on somebody disbelieve, even if Quran had removed stones and the earth were shaking, the dead sticken, still they will remain as unbelievers. So you have been chosen as believers, is Allah's special grace on you. You got to thank Allah for that. So Allah says, أَفَلَمْ يَيْأَسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ بَلَّ الْأَمْ جَمِيعًا. All affairs belong to Allah. بَلِّلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ الْأَمْرُ. All affairs in their forms and ramifications, they belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَمْ يَيْأَسِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَلَّوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهِ لَهَدَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. The believers should know, if Allah had will, all will have believed in total. وَلَا يَذَالُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا تُصِيبُهُمْ بِمَا صَنَعُوا قَارِعًا. As for those who disbelieved, they went on receiving destruction from their Lord. أَوْ تَحُلُّ قَرِيًا مِنْ دَارِهِمْ. Or it comes nearby their dwellings, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ وَعَدُ اللَّهِ, until Allah's determined promise arrived. إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. Allah does not break his promise. This is an important message. If Allah had will, nobody is beyond Allah's power. But at the same time, don't assume wrongly, oh, that's the case, that means Allah recognizes and Allah is pleased with disbelief. No. No. Because it's very easy for somebody to misunderstand the message of Allah by saying, if that is the case, then that means Allah love this belief. No, Allah has given all of us common sense. This is good and this is bad, and he asks you follow what is good willfully, willingly, okay? One decided to disbelieve Allah, to reject him. It's quite different from somebody that has been guided and he receives the guidance and is abiding by the guidance. Next ayah.
وَلَقَدِ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابِي.
وَلَقَدِ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَمْلَيْتُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهُمْ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عِقَابِي. Okay? Messengers before you were jested at, Ya Rasulullah. Okay, people jested at messengers that came before you, but for amlaytu lilladhina kafaru, I gave respite for those who disbelieved. Thumma akhastum, and later I seized them. Fa kayfa kana iqabi, and how difficult, how severe was my chastisement, was my punishment. This is called by the ulama a tasliya. That is counseling the Prophet. That is just take it easy. He was being comforted by Allah. Prophets came before you, they were denied. They were rejected. They were jested at. But what said at them, if they are saying the same thing upon you, Ya Rasulullah, take it easy, be comforted. But those who did this thing to the Prophets of the olden days were seized by Allah. And how severe, how difficult, how devastating was my punishment. Now,
أفمن هو قائم على كل نفس ما كسبت وجعلوا لله شركاء قل سموهم أم تنبئونه بما لا يعلم في الأرض أم بغير من القول بل زين للذين كفروا مكرهم وصدوا عن السبيل ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد.
أفمن هو قائم على كل نفس بما كسبت وجعلوا لله شركاء قل سموهم. Are they the same, the one that is always firm on each and every soul, bima kasabat on its deed? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one qa'im on each and every soul. Every step taken by you is watched by Allah. Your deeds are recorded, are captured and documented. Somebody like this, is he like the idol that cannot talk and harm and benefit you? So, أفمن هو قائم على كل نفس بما كسبت. نعم. وجعلوا الله شركاء. And look at them. They are assigning partners against Allah. قل, tell them, سموهم. Give me their names. Who are those partners? Tell me their names. أم تنبئونه بما لا يعلم في الأرض. Or do you tell Allah, okay, about something he doesn't know in the face of the earth? أم بظاهر من القول. Or there is any utterance which is evident. بَلْ زُيِّنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مَكْرُهُمْ. No. The issue is that the unbelievers, they are made to look luring. Okay? Their activities, we are made so pleasing to their eyes. Luring. So embellished. And that is what Satan does. He makes something bad so luring, attractive, interesting to the unbelievers. That is the meaning, zuyina, zuyina. Their badges were made to look as if appealing to their eyes, luring, attractive, and the like. Wamakaru, okay, wasuddu an sabil. Hence, they were blocked from the right way. Waman yudlilillah famalahu min had. He that Allah misguides, no one can guide him. Now.
لهم عذاب في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أشق وما لهم من الله من وراء.
لهم عذاب في الحياة الدنيا. For them shall be punishment in the life of this world. ولعذاب الآخرة أشق. But the punishment of the hereafter is more difficult. That is أشق. The punishment of the hereafter, al-akhirah, ashaq, is more difficult, more catastrophic, more devastating. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَاقْ. They shall have no one to protect them from Allah. That is waq, protector. Next ayah.
مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ أُكُلُهَا دَائِمٌ. تلك عقب الذين اتقوا وعقب الكافرين النار.
مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون تجري من تحتها الأنهار أكلها دائما وظلها. To the end of the verse number 35. The similitude, that is مثل, the example, the similitude of the Jannah. Jannah means garden. Promise to the God-fearing ones. It is said that tajri min tal anhar. There are gardens flowing under it or beneath it. Ukuluha da'im. It's eating. Things to be eaten there. Da'im, constant. Ceaseless and endless. Wazilluha, and also it's shade. Tilka uqubad ladhina taqaw. That is the good result for those who kept their duties with Allah. وَأُقْبَ الْكَافِرِينَ النَّارِ. But the reward, the result of the unbelievers shall be hell fire. Meaning, are they the same? They are the same. Next ayah.
وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ ومن الأحزاب من ينكر بعضه قل إنما أمرت أن أعبد الله ولا أشرك به
والذين آتيناهم الكتاب يفرحون بما أنزل إليك ومن الأحزاب من ينكر بعضه. As for those to whom the book was given, referring to Ahl al-Kitab, the Christians and the Jews, who recognized the truth of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يفرحون بما أنزل إليك, they took pleasure in that which we revealed unto you. Some of them became Muslims. They knew Prophet ﷺ was indeed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is talking about them here, that those to whom the books were given, yafrahuna, they were happy on account of what we revealed unto you. وَمِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ مَنْ يُنْكِرُ بَعْضًا. Among some groups, there were some denying some part of the book given unto you. All tell them, إِنَّمَا أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ, I was but commanded to worship Allah exclusively. وَلَا أُشْرِكَ بِهِ, never ever to associate any partner with him. That is a shirk. إِلَيْهِ أَدْعُو, it is to Allah that I invite people and call people. وَإِلَيْهِ مَآبْ, and my return, my departure shall be to him later. Naam.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ حُكْمًا عَرَبِيًّا وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بعدما جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله ولا واق.
وكذلك أنزلناه حكما عربيا. It is in this manner we have revealed it. حكما عربيا. Okay? A decisive determination. Here Allah calls Quran حكما. Hukum means decision, and the Quran is about decision, isn't it? So Allah calls Quran Hukman. This is some of the names that Allah gives the Quran. Allah calls Quran Hukum in this place, and Hukum means, it means ruling, decision, okay? Anything just decided, and this Hukum is qualified Arabiyan in the language of Arab. ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم, if you follow their whims and caprices, their desires, that is al-ahwa, بعدما جاءك من العلم, after that which came to you at a knowledge from Allah, you should know ما لك من الله من ولي ولا واق, from Allah you will have no one as protector and واق, or somebody to be your guide. Now.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٌ.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً وما كان لرسول أن يأتي بآية إلا بإذن الله لكل أجل كتاب. ولقد أرسلنا رسلا من قبلك, we did send messengers before time, that is before you يا رسول الله. من قبلك, this ka, which kind of pronoun is this? Is it subjective pronoun or objective pronoun? Going down the grammatical lane. Min qablika. This ka. We sent messengers before you. Qablika. You. This you refers to? Prophet. Is it objective or subjective? Alright. It is a pronoun bordering on what? Objectivity. Qablika. Because of the object, not subject. That's why I understand me. It's not covered here. So then I can masu hizba, masu utuwa ku denge manaba. Kuna surutu, kuna zo aike, kuna surutu. Subhanallah. Get down, do your job. Ya subhanallah. Ana Qur'ani kuna surutu? A'udhu billah. Okay. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Taking it again. we sent or we did send rusulan, messengers, min qablika, before you, O ye Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And waja'alna lahum azwaja, we appointed or we made for them azwaja, companion, mate, meaning wife. Scholars quote this ayah usually to prove that marriage is an institution that was as old as human life. Yeah, because even the Prophet had wives. Allah said it here, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً, we made for them wives and dhurriyya, progenies. We had children, children of children, and like that is dhurriyya. So this proves to you that to practice what is called monotheism or celibacy. You know celibacy? This is not natural. Marriage is natural. Celibacy and core are unnatural. Get married. Getting married, if it's been polygamous or monogamous, which one near to Islam? Polygyny or monogyny or monogamy? These are terms that I use interchangeably. I want to tell you, practicing polygamy is nearer to the teachings of the deen. The Prophet got married. Look at the ayah here. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً, we appointed for them wives and children and children, progenies, okay? وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِي إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, it is not befitting any messenger to produce any sign or any mu'jiza save by the will of Allah. So production of any mu'jiza, any miraculous thing was not by his personal decision, it had to be by Allah's decision. And لِكُلِّ أَجْلٍ كِتَاب, Allahu Akbar, to each and every appointed hour there is a document on it. لِكُلِّ أَجْل, death is أَجْل, the time at which you get married is أَجْل, time of your graduation from school, college, university is أَجْل, isn't it? The period through which a lady that passes before putting to bed is ajal. لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَاب, each and every ajal. What is ajal? Appointed hour. There is something written and it shall come. لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَاب, Allahu Akbar. Next ayah.
يَمْحُو اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ,
يَمْحُو اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ, Allah erases that which he wills and pleases. He erases. That's why Umar ibn Khattab said, oh ya Allah, if you had willed me to go to hellfire, erase it. Yeah. Allah does as he pleases. If Allah will, you will live for 100 years. He will decree that, okay, go for more extra 10 years. يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, Allah erases, okay, and do away with whatever he wishes. That is part of his being Allah. He does as he wishes. Not you, not me. We are masakeen, makhluqat, created entities, okay? But Allah يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ, he, you know, erasure, he erases that which he pleases. And again, وَيُثْبِتُ, and he confirms what he wishes. But these things are left to his knowledge. You don't know, you're not privy to that. And وَإِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ, the mother of the books is with him. Umul Kitab is Allahul Mahfuz, the protected tablet. Naam.
وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ,
وإما نرينك بعض الذي نعدهم أو نتوفينك فإنما عليك البلاغ وعلينا الحساب. Either we show unto Ya Rasulullah that which we promised them, that is punishment, destruction. If we like, we show you before your eyes, you see what will be happening unto them. Or we delay it until we cause your death. That belongs to us. What is on you? فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغِ. Your duty is to preach the message. That is al-balagh. وَعَلَيْنَا الْحِسَابِ. And final determination and reckoning is on us. Now.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعْقِبَ لِحُكْمِهِ وَهُوَ سَمِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعْقِبَ لِحُكْمِهِ وَهُوَ سَمِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Can't people see that أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا, the land we reduce it bit by bit, مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا by its size. The meaning of this is that through Allah's messages and messengers, you see, the frontiers of this belief are reduced. This nation enters Islam. This becomes نَنْقُصُهَا. We reduce such bit by bit. وَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ لَا مُعَقِّبَ لِحُكْمِي. It is Allah that decides, and nobody to criticize or to upturn what he has done in terms of hikmah. وَهُوَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. And Allah is very quick at reckoning. Now.
وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ.
وَقَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. Those who came before the unbelievers in Mecca, makara, they planned their evil plan. That is makar. When you say makr, it means an evil plan. Makr. So those who came before the Meccans did their own plans in an evil way. But فَلِلَّهِ الْمَكْرُ جَمِيعًا. To Allah belongs the power of counterbalancing the evil plans of the evil planners. That is al-makru jamia. If they do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy their evil plans, the more they did, the more they were destroyed. يَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ. Allah knows whatever each and every soul did and committed. That is يَعْلَمُ. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الْكُفَّارُ لِمَنْ أُقْبَ الدَّارِ. The unbelievers shall know very soon who has the better final place of abode. They or the believers, they shall know. Last ayah in the chapter.
وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ.
وَسَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا. The unbelievers will be saying, you are not a messenger. You are not. Allah said they will be saying, they will be denying your messengership. Okay, if they say it, we'll tell them, كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Allah is enough as witness as to between me and you. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ. And the one that has the knowledge of the book. Those who know the book know well that I am Allah's messenger. And Allah is my witness that indeed I am Allah's messenger, regardless of your belief or otherwise. This marks the end of chapter number 13, known as Surah Ibrahim, no, Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter Thunder. Whatever that has been corrected, the translation, may Allah give the reward. Our mistakes be forgiven, inshallah ta'ala. We move on to the next surah. سورة إبراهيم اللي يقرأ الشيخ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام. كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد.
الذين
يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد.
This is called Surah Ibrahim because the name Ibrahim is mentioned in this chapter. As we go through it, it is chapter number 14 from Fatiha, Baqarah, Ali Imran, An-Nisa, Al-Ma'idah, Al-An'am, okay, Al-A'raf down. It is chapter number 14 and it has 52 ayats or verses, and it is a Makkan surah, Makkiyah. You see, there are conditions for discovering a surah in Makkah or Medina. Any chapter that was revealed unto the Prophet after migration to Medina is called what? Medina Ayah. But anyone that was given unto him prior to Hijrah should be known as Meccan Surah. Even if after being in Medina, he came out on a visit and it was given to him in Mecca, it should be considered as Medina. We look at the time of his own flight, you know, going to Medina. So Surah Ibrahim is one of those surahs of Meccan origin, and characteristically, Meccan surahs are only compared to Medina are shorter here, because the longest chapter is Al-Baqarah. It is a Medina surah, isn't it? And the longest verse is verse 282. It is Medina surah. The whole page taken by it. The chapter of what credit you give me, I give you. And that should be reduced to writing. This surah is named after one of the mighty prophets of Allah, Ibrahim. Very important personality. Prophet Abraham is known as Khalilullah. The office of Khalil is a bit higher than Habib. That is why in a hadith our Prophet said, Allah also treats me as Khalil in the same way he treats Abraham, Khalil. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَنِي خَلِيلًا كَمَا اتَّخَذَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. That is natural. He is the leader of all. His position ranks higher than that of all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the ever gracious, the ever masterful. Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Ra. This kind of letters we keep on saying, they are called Al-Huruf Al-Muqatta'ah. Letters so shortened and abbreviated. The true knowledge, the actual meaning belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kitabun is a book. Anzalnahu ilayka, we revealed unto you. Still again ilayka, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Litukhrijan nasa. This li, they call it lamut ta'aleem. O lamut sayrura, o lamut ta'aqibiyya. You can call it consequential and subsequential lam. Or causative lam, because it comes to suggest causality. Li, so as to. If I tell you, أَنَا أَعْطَيْتُكَ هَذِهِ الْوَرَقَ لِتَقْرَى. I am giving you this paper so that you should read. So the purpose of giving you is for you to read. So li here is for causality, to cause you to read. So to initiate reading in you. This kind of lam, the ulama call it lam ta'alil or lam ta'aqib. Okay. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ. To bring people out of darkness. Were they in darkness, really? In a room where light is taken away, for example? It's not in the real sense. Darkness here means the darkness of darknesses. Disbelief. No darkness more dangerous than disbelief, believe you me. If somebody is a kafir, he is living in the darkness. So you bring people out of darkness, il nur, to the light, but bi idhni rabbihim, by the leave of their Lord, by the leave of their Lord, ila sirat al aziz al hamid, to the way of Allah known as al aziz. Al aziz means the mighty. Allah is mighty. He is aziz. He is the irresistible. You can't resist Allah. Allah is irresistible. So you call somebody Abdul Aziz, that's correct. Al hamid, worthy of praise. He is the one deserving to be praised. That is al hamid. So somebody is called Abdul Aziz, he's called Abdul Hamid. So ila siratil azizil hamidi, with kasra. Why? Because the following verse starts with Allahi. Allahi? Very strange. There is a reason, according to Arabic grammar. Usually say Allahu, isn't it? But here it says Allahi. Can I ask you why? Can I know from the gentleman why does it say Allahi? Usually you say Allahu la ilaha illahu. That's Allahi. Why? Yes, only one brother raising his hand. Two. Naam? Ma'tufun ala? Okay. If it is ma'tuf, where is all ataf? Where is? Naam? Naat? Come again, you are forthcoming. That's very good. If it is ataf, my brother, wawul ataf will have been seen. Conjunctional wa. You know they have conjunctions. I am Yusuf. An is conjunction, even. Ana wa Yusuf. So wa is ataf. But the wa is missing here. So it's not ataf. Any attempt? Yes? Aha. So majrurun bi ila alladhi sabaqa fil ayah al-madiya. That is correct. Okay, what do you call this? We call it al-badal. Al-badal. They call it soft in Arabic language, in Arabic grammar. They call it badal. You know, you have ma'at, you have yani badal, you have tamyiz. These things are given. They go, you know, in the same manner the previous nouns came. They say an-na'atu tabi'un lil-man'ut, al-badalu tabi'un lil-mabdul. Something like this. So when it says ila Allah ila sirati, you say ila sirati al-jar wal-majrur. Ayn al-jar ila. Ayn al-majrur sirati majrurun bi-ila. Okay. صراط العزيز العزيز مضاف إليه أنا المضاف صراط. Okay, you see الحميد مجرور بالتبعية. That's how they call it. بالتبعية. Now whatever that comes subsequently that has this kind of a sign, you say it is البدل. So it is البدل. That's why we say الله, because of إله that came previously. Okay. نعم. It's not taqdeer, it's very clear, it's very evident. You say Allahi ismul jalala majrurun bi'ila as-sabiqa fil ayah al-madiyah li'annahu badal wal-badlu tabi'u lil-mabdu'. That's how you make what you call i'rab or sentence analysis. Okay. Okay. Ila Allahi, oh Allahi, it is Allah alladhi lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Allah, that whatever is in the heavens and earth, lahu, they all belong to him. Lahu, lahu means possession. Allamu, lamul milk. It is lam that introduces possession. And the one that possesses everything is Allah. Lahu mulku samawat wal ard. To Allah belongs the possessions of the heavens and earth. So here it says, Allah الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين عذاب شديد. Woe, oh woe be unto the unbelievers from a very, very severe chastisement and punishment. Waylun, some scholars say waylun, is a deep place in Jahannam where even Jahannam cries because of the danger in wail. Ha'udhu billah. So, وَوَيْلٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ will be unto unbelievers on account of severe punishment they will come across after their day if they die as unbelievers. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Then who are the unbelievers? Then Allah gives their qualities here. الَّذِينَ
يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ.
الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. Such unbelievers are those who prefer, that is yastahibun, they prefer the life of this world above the life of the hereafter. That is the meaning here. Alladhina yastahib, those who prefer, who love, who cherish, who aspire to have this terminal life on the top of the everlasting life to come later. Now, does that mean for one to love this life is sin? Because Allah says they are those who prefer the life of this world alal akhirah, above akhirah. So we go to the conclusion or the question, does that mean if somebody loves this life, is committing a mistake? Sin? They say no. His love for this life has to be determined, has to be categorized, has to be known. What is the nature of his desire for this life? He loves this life so much that he can kill just to get money. She can commit everything bad just to have this life. Then this one is preferring this against the hereafter. Because if he knows the hereafter is coming, he wouldn't do this kind of thing. To kill, to have money, you know, Allah is going to judge you. So you check your exorcist. But if somebody can prefer this on the top of the coming one, regardless of the consequences, then he is like the unbeliever. So live as you will to live. Love this life to your own, the sky can be your limit, but that has to be characterized by fear of Allah, by, you know, your good attitude, not by materialism. But the unbelievers love this life so much so that they even deny there is any life to come after. So that's why he says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَدَّ. You have to love this life as a stepping stone to hereafter. The ulama say, look, this life is created for you, but you are created for the next life. This is just like your examination hall. Somebody enters the examination hall very careful. After he has researched his papers well, going to the battlefield, which is pain, his brain well stocked with knowledge, ready to empty the knowledge on the paper. That is the example of this life. If you can imagine the examination hall, you can be sleeping and dozing. That is the trouble. Just like this. So you have been given this life to use it for the next life. Have it clear. So don't prefer it above the coming life. The one to come shall be the eternal one. Eternal, everlasting, ceaseless, endless. But as for the unbelievers, they are just preferring this life, like you said, on the top of the life to come. Okay? Not only that, وَيَسُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they block people from following Allah's way. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا, wanting it to go crooked. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ, such are in very, very far removed from the way. They are in an arrow which is far removed from the right way. Next ayah.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا لِلرَّسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ فَيُضِلُّ اللَّهُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَّسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. To the end of the verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ. No messenger was sent by us except by the tongue of his people. Meaning each and every messenger spoke the language of his community so as to make the message easily understood. Isn't it? And this is natural. If you want people to understand, you know their language. They say, مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ لُغَةَ قَوْمٍ أَمِنَ مَكْرَهُمْ. Popular in Arabic. Very, very popular saying in Arabic. مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ لُغَةَ قَوْمٍ أَمِنَ مَكْرَهُمْ. He who knows the language of a people will be free from their evil plan. Actually, when they're planning, you hear that. مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ لُغَةَ قَوْمٍ أَمِنَ مَكْرَهُمْ. And that's a very valid argument. So we never send a messenger except he was speaking the language of his people. Why? لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ, so as to explain to them. فَيُدِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And in the process, Allah strays whom he wishes, وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and causes whom he wishes to be guided aright. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ. Allah is Al-Aziz, the mighty, the irresistible. Al-Hakim, the wise. Anybody wise is not like Allah. Next ayah.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْ أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. We did send Musa. Musa alayhi salam is mentioned in more than 100 times in the Quran. 136 different places. Musa, 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 Musa. The name is called Moshe in the Aramaic language. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. We sent Prophet Musa with our signs, clear signs. We mentioned during the house of Tafsir the ayat given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. I even did ask yesterday, I think. Okay, can we hear those ayats? We asked yesterday, didn't we? Do you have them ready? What are those signs given to Musa? They were 9. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. Allah said, we give Prophet Musa 9 clear signs from us. What are those 9 clear signs? Hands. Yes, brother. Can we have them all? All of them. You promise? Naam? Some of them? Let's hear some of them.
Flood.
Naam?
Flood.
That's number one. You know flood? Because Pharaoh was what? Drone. That's good point. Two. Locust. Al-Jarad.
Lion.
Naam?
Lion.
That is Al-Qummal.
Frogs.
Al-Bafadi.
Blood.
Naam?
Blood.
Blood. Ad-Dim. That's right. Five. Remaining four. Somebody shall complete Stars. Six. That is hand. Seven. Now, speak. That is stuff. We mention it. That is mentioned. Remaining two. Come on, complete them. Minus, minus seven. Two, yes? Fire. Was there fire there? How fire? You can explain. How? Yes, I'm afraid. I think the scholars have not mentioned that. I was going through a sheikh, Salih al-Fawzan. He gave those nine complete. But I couldn't see what you're saying, the lights. But it can be a sign, because some scholars look at them from different angles. But since Allah said, you have to see that one. Breaking the river into two parts. Eight. And Sinin, the years of hunger. وَنَقْسِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ Reduction in farm produce. They are nine. Okay, Allah Azza wa Jal said, we did give Musa, we sent Musa with our signs, and أَخْرِجْ قَوْمَكَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ That you should bring your people from darkness إِلَى النُّورِ to the light. Similar to what was said to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ You remind them, warn them on the consequence of أَيَّامِ اللَّهِ What is أَيَّامِ اللَّهِ? The days of Allah. Allah has days. Days of punishment. Days of good things. That is أَيَّامِ اللَّهِ. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ In these there are signs for every sabbar who persevere, shakur, and who thanks Allah constantly. Allah wants you to give shukr. If I say ashukru lillah, how do you translate Arabic in English? What is the translation of ashukru lillah? Thanks be. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, so there are differences. How do you praise him without thanking? How do you thank without praising him? The ulama says there is difference between alhamdu and ashukur. Usually alhamdu, after eating your food, you say alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amani wa saqani wa ja'alani min al muslimin. You wake up, alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana, to the end of it. Then ashukur is the practical aspect of hamd. After saying alhamdulillah, if we see you going to places very bad, then we say your action has denied your hamd previously. You have to combine the two, the verbal thankfulness and the practical thankfulness. So usually ashukur is the practical aspect of alhamdu, because Allah says i'malu ala dawuda shukra wa qalilun. Anybody shukur? Is it the time? Okay. So I think alhamdulillah, that's a good place. We are stopping inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, by the will of Allah, we shall move on ayah number 6. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us, accept our prayers, make us live in peace and stability, and die as good Muslims and meet him in peace. May Allah bless our families. May Allah increase your wealth. May Allah bless all of you in your working places. Those looking for marriage, may Allah give you good wives and wives good husbands. May you excel in your studies, in your businesses. May Allah bring barakah upon barakah upon barakah in your places. Applicants, may Allah give them good jobs. May you have good things in this life. May you be specially chosen in this month of choice, which is Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.